So we're going to do something lovely this afternoon, which is a retreat metta bhavana. So we'll settle and arrive, and then I'm going to read out everybody's names. And I've done the timing, and I think it'll be about 15 seconds each, because there's 86 of us all together. I'm going to say your name, and I'm going to say where you are. The order members that are leading groups, I don't have all that information, but I think I know where most of you are. So I'll add that in. If I get it wrong, then please forgive me. If I leave you out, anyone out, that'll be because something's happened at the admin end. It won't mean that we've forgotten about you. It'll just be that somehow or other you haven't made it onto the spreadsheet that I happen to have in front of me. So if you're left out, then please don't feel left out. And maybe I'll leave a little bit of space at the end for anyone that hasn't been named to feel fully included. And there's one person here who's asked not to be named. You know who you are. So again, at the end, I'll have a space and you can just feel our love. And the rest of us can just feel, be sending love to who you are. That's mysterious, isn't it? That's quite wonderful. And of course, a lot of people will just be names to you. You won't know who they are, but that also doesn't matter. You'll know that they are a living being out there in the world who has shared this experience with you. So you can just have the sense of something flowing out into the world, and they know who they are. So it will land in their heart. It will land in their heart, even if you're just sending it out. Not knowing exactly what that person looks like doesn't matter, because they will still receive it. And when your name is read out, your job is to let it in. Yeah, that's quite an advanced practice. So your job is to just release. Oh yes, all these people are sending me metta. How wonderful! And every little cell in my body is absorbing that. Okay, so there's another little message here. Group leaders. Okay, thank you very much, Maitri Devi. All right then, so let's settle. And I always really love these retreat metta bhavanas. It's such a beautiful thing to do. And this is a first, doing it with 86 people. But just imagine the amount of metta we're going to be able to generate. Somebody's good at maths. If I do like 20 seconds with 80 people, how many minutes is that? Eighteen minutes.
Is that right? That's 20 seconds. 3 minutes.
Oh yeah, 3 minutes.
3 per minute.
Sorry?
3 per minute.
3 per minute. Yes, so then it's 86 divided by 3, isn't it? Which is about 30. Okay, so no more than 20 seconds each, I'm afraid. Some sort of a timing device on my phone. Anyway, let's see. Okay, but before we begin this big, glorious, expansive phase, let's really just stoke it up in our own hearts. Warm up the furnace of metta within us. So, as always, finding our seat, finding our lying down, finding our meditation stance, this kind of body memory of the meditation position. Dropping into mindfulness towards all of our experience and love towards all of our experience. Meeting whatever is showing up with a kind heart. Whether it's pleasant, whether it's unpleasant, whether it's dull and confused. Meeting it with kindness. And now we're going to share that. We're going to share all our well wishing with each and every one of us. These fellow travelers who have journeyed with us over the last 6 days. So brave. So present. So courageous. So compassionate. So first of all, let's send our metta to Olive in Shrewsbury or Birmingham. Not sure where she is today. Malvern, oh okay, here we are, she's in Malvern. And Ali in Bristol. Angela in Cambridge. And Angela McHugh in Glasgow. Anna in Oslo, Norway. Annalene in Cambridge. Bev in Sheffield. Bianca in Berlin. Candan in Istanbul. Caroline McCann in Liverpool. Carolyn Wagstaff in North London. Kate in Southampton. Catherine in Brighton. Cecilia in Stockholm. Claire in Cambridge. Corinne in Amsterdam. Diane in Cambridge. Deirdre Keeley in Dublin. And Deirdre McDermott in Dublin. Dorothy in London. Elaine in New Jersey. Ellie in Berlin. Emma in Sheffield. Francesca in Sheffield. Gunilla in Brighton. Helen in Cambridge and Hartford. Irma in Helsinki. Gemma Butterfield. Joanna in Birmingham. Joy in Sheffield. Judith in Cambridge. Jules in Cambridge. Karen Honey from Deal. Karen Levin in Scarborough. Katie from Dublin. Linda in Sheffield. Lucinda, Birmingham. Maitri Shuri from Stroud. Maria Jose from Croydon. Maria from Glasgow. Maureen from Bristol. Merle from Southampton. Miriam from Cambridge. Moira from New York City. Nicola from Nottingham. Patricia in Portugal. Rachel in Norwich. Sal in Manchester. Sally Ramsden from the LBC. London. Sandra from Dublin. Sandy from Nottingham. Sana from Copenhagen. Sarah in Newcastle. Sarah Marshall. And Sarah Palmer in Brighton. Serena in London. Solveig in Berlin. Sophie in Manchester. Tanya in Oxford. Tina in Helsinki. Vicky in Oxford. Zara in Hebden Bridge. Amrit Anandi in Bude. Chittamodini in Cambridge. Vidyamani in Fife. Karuna Jaya in Glasgow. Kiranashri in London. Maitri Mala in Brighton. Moksha Chitta in Birmingham. Sivana Siha in Cumbria. Sivana Jyoti in London. Vandika in Frome. Pasada Deepa in Hereford. Prakasha D, I think in Wales. Sagara Gosha in Cambridge. Tara Vandana in Halifax. Vidyamani, I think somewhere not far from here, but I'm not sure. Mahamani at Taraloka. Maitri Devi at Taraloka. Anna Beth, our wonderful tech support at Tararoa. And Natalia, our other wonderful tech support at Tararoa. Dhamma Mega. Arya Jaya. Vidyamala. And all of the Tararoa community who have been serving us this week, making this possible this week. Now let's have a space for anyone I've inadvertently missed out. If that's you, then just allowing the metta in now, knowing that we're all sending metta towards you. And the person who didn't want to be named today, just let it in. That's all coming towards you right now. And broadening our awareness to be aware of all of us together. All the flow of conditions arising and passing. And we've all got the potential of the awakened mind, the awakened heart. We need to do the work to uncover what was there all along. How marvelous. And allowing our metta, our well-wishing, to pour on and on and on to touch all beings everywhere. May they all be well and happy. And to finish, I'm going to read out the whole reading. I just gave a fragment this morning of the moment that Taijitsu, the 18th century abbess of Hakujuan near Aichi, Japan, learned to let go. She saw that all phenomena arose, abided, and fell away. She saw that even knowing this arose, abided, and fell away. Then she knew that there was nothing more than this, no ground, nothing to lean on stronger than the cane she held, nothing to lean upon at all, and no one leaning. And she opened the clenched fist in her mind and let go and fell into the midst of everything. May you all be well and happy.